The police asked me to present the image I presented at the press conference. They asked me to present it to them. And so I was supposed to go there today, but because of other commitments, I could not go with the image today. I'm hoping that tomorrow I'll be able to make time to go and present the image to them. This is just a formality. I stated my position in a categorical manner from the onset that the disappearance of Itai Zamara has everything to do with ZANU-PF and state security agencies. And so that RFP falls under state security agencies. And so for me to actually expect anything positive to come out of what if they are reporting to the investigations, I think that would be naive of me. And so in a nutshell, I'm not looking forward to receiving any positive feedback from their end. It took them 15 months to come up with zero leads.
We also heard from the Zimbabwe National Army saying it does not have anything to do or is not involved in the abduction of Mr. Itai Zamara.
That was the obvious response. What more would they say? I do not think that there would be a contrary response to that. They are guilty, of course, and obviously they would do anything they can within their means. After all, they are part of the threat. And so they will do anything within their means to see to it that they actually block all the avenues insofar as unveiling the truth is concerned.